The Sean Salisbury Show continues now on SB Nation Radio. With the Benchwarmers, here's Sean Salisbury.
It is the Sean Salisbury Show. You can find us on Twitter, at S. Salisbury Show. Poll question is up. Which is the best move the first day of the NFL free agency? Texans trading Brock, DeSean Jackson to Tampa Bay, Brandon Marshall to the Giants, or other ride-in? Could also be, you know, what's going on today. Terrell Pryor now Washington Redskins for a year. But you can find us on Twitter, at S. Salisbury Show. And we're grateful now to have on, I don't know how you win more than 50 Emmy Awards, but I've talked to this guy before, been following him forever. He's as good as it gets. He's a critically acclaimed sports storyteller and producer. And he's got the new one coming out tonight, 9 p.m. Eastern on Showtime, Indiana University. It's called Perfect in 76. We're joined now by the great and the one and only, I guess it is, when you win that many. Ross Greenberg joins us here. Ross, welcome to the Sean Salisbury Show. Sure appreciate you spending some time on the night when it's going to premiere. We appreciate it.
Well, I appreciate that, Sean. We're looking forward to tonight. It's going to be special. We put a lot of time and effort into this one, and an hour of pretty gripping documentary television.
Yeah, it's going to be exciting. Again, it's tonight, 9 p.m. Eastern on Showtime. Ross, you know, when you went through this, and you know, we know Bob Knight's pretty. Bob will give his opinion. What did you find? I mean, you've been a basketball fan and a sports fan for so many years. You saw this team. You went through these interviews through the process. What is there some about Bob Knight you learned that we didn't know?
Well, I think you saw today in his statements today about leaving Indiana.
Yep.
And what he thinks of the people there. He speaks his mind. He's very direct. And you know, that's who he is. And obviously in the film, you'll see on many occasions, you know, he just kind of says, well, you'll either do it my way or you'll sit on the bench or you'll leave. And I think that's the way he approached the game, approached his players, approached the Indiana University basketball, and it works. And in those days, you know, he had some players that bought into his philosophy, and, you know, Quinn Buckner, Scott May, they all kind of understood that he was going to go for perfection, that he wanted every little detail taken care of, and they wanted every detail taken care of. And so, you know, lo and behold, 1976, it all came together with one miraculous season.
Ross Greenberg, Emmy Award-winning sports documentary and producer for Showtime, and he's doing Perfect in 76, which airs tonight at 9 p.m. Eastern on Showtime. Ross, with this team, and, you know, we always compare eras, and we you know, let alone short shorts and long shorts, we compare eras, and it's been 40 years, and I can remember watching them, and then you watch the talent now that plays above the rim. What would Coach Knight say, or what do you think, if we took that Indiana team and put him under current rules now, how would they do?
I think they do really well. First of all, the first thing he did when he went to Indiana from West Point is he emphasized defense. And they were a run-and-gun offense, offensive-minded team when he got there, but he wanted them to really hone in on defense. So any college basketball team today that doesn't commit itself to defense won't win. So that's the first thing he'd do right in this era. Second thing he'd do is really go after their minds and try to convince them and give them an understanding of what it takes to be a championship team. He did that in his day by using the words of Red Auerbacher. Pete Newell had a little recorder that he would force them to listen to in the locker room. We have some visuals of that. And, you know, those were the kind of little things that he did. And they all were on the edge of their seat paying attention and let it all soak in, and it worked. And I think that kind of mentality would work today as well. You know, I've been around college programs enough to know that. So, this guy would have worked in any era. The only thing that would have caught up with him, honestly, is probably his temper. And, you know, he could have been thrown out of the college just because of the way he handled some of the kids and some of the situations. Interestingly, that didn't happen very much until after 76, other than the Jimmy Westman incident, which we point out in the documentary.
And I was saying earlier, we're with Ross Greenberg, award-winning and Emmy award-winning producer. He's producing tonight on Showtime. It premieres 9 p.m. Eastern, Perfect in 76, the story of the Indiana Hoosiers' perfect season. I said earlier that, Ross, before the show that we were talking, I said they didn't beat themselves, which is a sign of a team that could compete. Now, so let me ask you, if Bob was still coaching and you had a college-age recruit, would you send him to Coach Knight knowing what you know about him now?
Wow, that's a fascinating question. I think I probably would, you know, if I had thought about who he was then. You know, I think that, I don't know, some of the incidents were rough, you know, later on, and some of the accusations were rough. So I'm not 100% sure, because I don't know how much, you know, all I know is this. Quinn Buckner, who I got to know a little bit and talked to a couple weeks ago, said that I did this one for Coach. Now, if he treated these players with that kind of love and they sent it back to him and they were as committed to him as they were, you know, then I would. Because I had a very influential high school coach, football coach, who to this day I have a warm spot in my heart for, who I felt like was a second father. And if you're fortunate enough to come across that kind of a coach, it stays with you for life. And I think in many cases, Bob Knight was that coach. I'm not saying there weren't rare exceptions, you know, where he did get under people's skin or that he did handle people roughly or that they didn't like him. We even have Steve Downing in the film, you know, basically saying, I didn't like him when I got there. He wasn't really a good guy to me. Didn't treat me well. So, you know, I think there were some that didn't really appreciate his style or his tactics.
Hey, Ross, you alluded to the comments he made today to Dan Patrick that basically he wished that the whole administration was dead that fired him at the time. Did you guys get into did you guys at all during the documentary get into his firing? And if not, did you get a feeling of still how he felt about those people when you were filming?
Oh, I knew he didn't appreciate his exit from Indiana, because I had mentioned to Sandy Montag, who helped us set up this thing, because he represents Bob Knight and he was my executive producer with me on the film. We talked about possibly getting him to go back to Indiana, because that would have been an interesting way to visually show this story,
right?
And even to try to screen it there, and he wanted no part of it. He didn't even want to ask Bob, because, you know, I've known for years that there was a bitter taste in Bob's mouth over the way it all ended in Indiana. And so, you know, I didn't know how severe it was, and today kind of tells you how severe it is, and the fact that it'll never really happen. And he has a real deep-seated wound from that, and, you know, it's pretty obvious from his words today. But we didn't get into it in the docu, because basically our story ended in 1976, because we really did focus on the lead-up and that season.
And it ended with a 57-point second half against Michigan,
yeah,
in a national title game that, quite frankly, as Bob Knight called it, was the perfect half. And still at 57 points, remains the most points scored in a half in any NCAA championship game since. Ross, man, we can't wait for this. I'm pumped up. I've grown up a Bob Knight fan. I'm with you. I would have sent my kids to play for him. Now, he and I might have fought a few times, but I would have sent them.
Yeah.
I can't wait to see this. I can't thank you enough. You're always kind enough to join us when one of these great things comes out, and it's an honor to have you on, as as good as there is in the business. So thanks for spending time with us on the Sean Salisbury Show.
I appreciate it, you guys. Great to be with you.
Look forward to doing it again, and good luck with the premiere tonight. That's Ross Greenberg.
Okay.
Thanks,
okay,
buddy. Appreciate it. He's done a lot of these, folks. Perfect in 76, tonight at 9 p.m. Eastern on Showtime. 50-plus Emmy Awards. You don't want to miss this. And I'm sure we don't want to miss Bob Knight going off. I can't wait. Tim Brown in 45 minutes. Up next, Wrath of Sean. And it involves football. Next.